Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm making my way into Rosengard, a small town on the outskirts of the capital. I've spent the past few days camping in the woods nearby, and I really enjoyed laying in the grass and watching the stars. But right now, I could really use a solid chair and a warm meal. As I enter the town and head towards the inn, I notice people are dancing and singing in the streets. The entire town is covered in banners and flags, and it feels like one giant party. I can't figure out what all the festivities are about, but it looks like the entire town is here for it. Some of the most enthusiastic people in the crowd are walking towards the inn too, so I follow them until I get inside. I'm waiting in line to see if I can get something to eat when I overhear two people having a very lively discussion.
All you have to do is watch how Riviera carries their lance. The control, the precision, and their connection with their steed? They know how to read their horse like an open book.
You focus too much on technique, Sage. Jousting is a game of speed and strength, and Valera has the strength of 10 warriors. She's the only one who could possibly win the final match.
Neri, you know Riviera has strength enough in both body and mind. Let's have a third opinion. Excuse us. Might we ask who you think will win the tournament?
Oh, I'm not sure. I didn't even know there was a tournament going until just now. I'm not from around here.
Ah, a visitor to our humble town.
Oh, goodness me, I'm terribly sorry. I got into such a buzz over the tourney, I didn't even notice.
Pardon our manners. Welcome to Rosengard. I'm Sage.
I'm Neri, and who are you?
I'm Ryan. It's nice to meet you both.
What brings you to Rosengard if not the tournament?
I'm an adventurer. My adventures just happened to bring me here for the time being. I like to travel around, and sometimes I help people along the way if they need a hand with anything.
That's a very selfless thing to do.
Thank you. Though, to be honest, I was hoping I could spend a few days in town to rest and relax before I go on my way.
Perfectly reasonable with the exciting life you must lead. But I'm not sure if you'll be able to rest today. As I'm sure you've noticed, everyone in town is excited about the match today.
Would you like to sit with us? We'd be more than happy to tell you about the tournament.
Yeah, I'd like that. While I eat a delicious, freshly cooked meal from the inn's resident chef, Neri and Sage tell me everything about the jousting tournament. It's a month-long event that takes place in Rosengard. Every year, the strongest jousters come in from all over the realm for a chance to become the next champion. After weeks of thrilling matches, all but two of the competitors have been eliminated, and today's the day of the final match. Sage and Neri are both really excited to explain the ongoing rivalry between the remaining jousters, though they can't agree on who they think will win.
now it's down to the best of the best. Riviera the Astute and Valera the Unbreakable.
They've been bitter rivals from the moment they stepped into the arena.
They're the best of the best, no doubt about it. But they each want to be the undisputed champion, and now that they're both in the final match, they'll be able to settle who's the best once and for all.
That must be really exciting. Who do you think is going to win?
Personally, I root for Valera. Her training regimen is legendary among her supporters. Strength and speed. That's what makes her the best of the best, in my opinion.
It's true. Riviera doesn't have quite as much raw power or agility. However, it's my personal philosophy that the mind is the most important tool for a proper jouster. After years of study, Riviera's learned everything there is to know about the noble sport.
Ryan, what do you think?
I don't know much about how jousting actually works, but they both seem like they're really good. I don't think I can pick one without seeing them in action, though.
That's a fair point. To really understand the thrills of jousting, you have to see it for yourself.
Would you like to come with us? The final match will be starting soon, and it's going to be such an exciting game. We'd love for you to join us.
Sure, it sounds like it's going to be fun. As we make our way outside of town and towards the jousting arena, I notice that everyone at the inn is starting to head out as well. As we walk through the streets, more and more people join in. It feels like the entire town is on their way to watch the final match. They're all talking to each other, trying to predict who they think will win, and I feel the excitement in the air. I look around and see that some people are carrying red banners for Riviera, while others are carrying blue for Valera, but they're all walking together. I want to ask Neri and Sage about how the rivalry works, but before I get the chance, we're inside the arena.
Sage and I always sit right in between the two starting positions.
It's the best view to really watch the action.
You can see the entire jousting field from here. So, how does jousting work, exactly?
Oh, goodness me, we've really forgotten our manners today, haven't we, Sage?
Our apologies, Ryan. We were so caught up in tactics and philosophies that we forgot to explain the fundamentals. Neri, if you would be so kind.
Of course. The aim of the noble sport is simple enough. Notice that divider over there in the middle of the field?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a white picket fence.
That's the one. Riviera and Valera will be on opposite sides of the fence while they charge towards each other. The aim is to break your lance by striking your opponent's shield before your opponent can strike you. They pass each other for a total of 8 turns, and the arbitrator counts up the strikes as they go. It's best out of 8, you see.
Oh, I always thought jousting was about knocking people off of horses.
Oh, that's a common misconception. But in practicality, that would be quite unsafe for both the competitors and the horses.
All that armor flying about, it would be too dangerous. Jousting is important, of course, but it's a game first and foremost. And games are meant to be fun.
Fun and excitement. That's what's at the heart of jousting.
Now that I can understand.
That's the spirit. Getting the rules can be tricky at first, but it'll make more sense once you see it in action.
We're all seated now, waiting for the match to start. The crowd is singing in unison, and after a while, I join in. Everyone's so happy to be here, and I'm starting to feel it too. Before long, the song ends, and cheers go through the crowd. Neri and Sage look at opposite ends of the field and applaud as the two jousters ride in on horseback, doing a few laps around the field. The competitors wave to everyone in the arena, smiling through their visors. Riviera and Valera both look majestic, the light of the setting sun shining on their armor as they get into position.
Look! Riviera's already planning out strategies and counter-strategies. See the way they're shifting their lance around toward Valera? They're trying to establish a target ahead of time so they can focus on their pace once they begin.
That's all well and good, but look at Valera! A solid stance, a firm grip on the lance, all the best to maximize her power. She'll shatter her lance with a single blow, I just know it! She's got the power of strength on her side.
Strength without thought is no match for Riviera's intellect.
Ah, thought without strength is no match for anything at all in the noble game.
Sage and Neri sound like they're having fun disputing each other's thoughts on jousting. But before they can keep going, Trumpets blare throughout the arena, signaling the start of the match. A silence falls over the crowd, and everyone turns to the two competitors. Then, a single horn lets out one sharp note, and the two jousters are off! They clash in the middle, but both stay on their horses. They keep turning and charging towards each other, and the crowd around me is going wild. I watch the match next to Sage and Neri, who cheer and groan as their chosen jousters speed past each other. After 7 passes, the field is full of broken lances and a few dented shields, but Riviera and Valera remain neck and neck. Now, the entire crowd is watching with bated breath as the competitors begin their final pass.
Riviera's ahead by 1. If they break their lance now, they're the indisputable champion.
If Valera breaks her lance, it's a tie, and she'll still be able to claim the title another day. Oh, there they go!
Sage, Neri, and I all lean in, wanting to see who's going to win. The entire arena goes silent. Then, Riviera and Valera both ride forward, and the horses' galloping echoes all around us. It feels like it's all in slow motion, until they finally meet in the middle. A lance shatters, and in the rush, none of us can tell who made the winning blow. The two champions keep riding until they're on opposite sides again, and Valera holds her broken lance above her head. The final horn blares, and the entire crowd is cheering. Blue banners are flying through the air, and all of Valera's supporters are celebrating like they've won. And just like that, the biggest jousting tournament in Rosengard is over.
Oh, wasn't that brilliant?
A match for the ages, to be sure. Ryan, what'd you think?
It was amazing! I get what you were saying before. Riviera had really good aim.
They really did. Did you notice every time they struck Valera's shield, it was right in the center? Precision like no other. I still wish we'd seen a true champion emerge, though.
There's always next year, Sage. I'm sure Riviera and Valera will settle who the undisputed best is one day. Speaking of them, look, there they are!
I follow Neri's line of sight and see Riviera and Valera walking together. They're talking, occasionally stopping to sign autographs. I can hear them joking around with each other, and even the way they walk is different. They don't look like elite champions trying to defeat one another. They look like two best friends on an afternoon stroll. I thought Riviera and Valera were bitter rivals.
Oh, they are. The moment they both step into the arena, they're all business.
Same with their supporters as well, of course.
I'm sure you'll recall the rather lively conversation Neri and I were having when we first met. When it comes to jousting, we're all really competitive.
But if you're all rivals, how is everyone getting along so well?
Ah, now that's a good question. The answer here is that, much like jousting itself, it's all ultimately about having fun.
Rivals, but not enemies, you see.
Neri and I have been friends since we were children. Both of our families are very close, and we care very deeply for each other.
It's true. I couldn't imagine life without Sage. That doesn't mean we can't compete every now and then, especially when it comes to jousting.
And with Riviera and Valera still wanting the title of undisputed champion, next year's tournament will be legendary!
Oh, and your brother will be back from his magic study, so he'll be able to watch with us.
That's one silver lining to this tournament ending in a tie. He'd have been disappointed to miss Riviera becoming the undisputed best.
How has he been? I've heard he's advanced quite far in his spell work.
Oh, he has. His mentors tell us he's very adept. They say within a few years he may even be fit to be a wizard of the royal court.
Oh, you must be so proud. I remember when we were just children and he was playing at his first beginner spells. Ryan, Sage's brother, is a magical prodigy.
Neri and Sage tell me more about Sage's brother and the rest of their families as we walk back into the center of Rosengard. There's still people in the streets, more relaxed as they discuss the match. People with blue banners talk to people carrying red banners, and they're all in a good mood. When we reach the inn, they ask me if I'd like to join them for dinner, but I decline. I make my way to the room I rented and start getting ready for bed. I had planned to spend my entire stay in Rosengard just resting, but I have to admit, the tournament was really exciting. Neri and Sage were right. I really had to see it for myself. I can still hear people partying outside my window, and a part of me thinks about joining them. But as much fun as this entire day has been right now, I could really use a solid bed and a good night's sleep. Thank you for side questing with us. This episode, Tournament Day, was written by Leslie Gideon and produced by Cal Manier, with dialogue editing by Brad Colebrook. Neri was voiced by Jenna Rose Geyser. Sage was voiced by Greg Vinciguerra. The voice of Ryan was Tal Manier. A big thanks to Eliza, Ali Maria, Ilya, Jesse, Sarah, and Spencer for supporting this episode.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.